Revelation chapter 21 verse 7.
启示录21章第7节.
He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
启示录21章第7节，得胜的必承受这些为业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子.
This verse tells us that overcoming has something to do with inheritance.
这一节圣经讲到得胜者跟产业有关.
This is very important connections that we want you to remember. Overcoming has something to do with inheritance.
我要你记住这一点，得胜和产业很有关系.
Second one is Book of John chapter 16.
我们再看约翰福音16章33节。John 16:33.
These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So the key phrase is, I have overcome the world.
所以在这里关键的经节是，我已经胜了世界。
Overcoming is about a person.
得胜关乎一个人。
And that person is not you nor me.
这个人不是你，也不是我。
Overcoming is about a person, that is Lord Jesus.
得胜是关乎主耶稣基督。
So I would like you to remember this thought in your mind.
我说我要你记住这一点。
Number one, overcoming has something to do with inheritance.
第一点，得胜与产业有关。
And overcoming is about a person who is our Lord Jesus.
得胜讲到一个人，就是主耶稣基督。
The third verse is 1 Corinthians 15:57.
下面一节是哥林多前书15章57节.
But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书15章57节，感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜.
And this verse is reinforced the verses in John 16.
这一节在加强我们刚才读的约翰福音16章33节。
It said, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说到我们借着主耶稣基督得胜。
And let's have some word of prayer before we continue.
让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together to have fellowship. We pray that this evening you would reveal to us your heart on this matter of overcoming. And show us what you have shown Gideon.
你向基典所显明的，也向我们显明。
Allow us to see what was in his heart that caused you to choose him as your vessel.
让我们看见他心中所存的，使你能够拣选他作为你的器皿。
So that we might have the same burden this afternoon.
叫我们能有同样的负担。
So that we will be able to rise up and press on.
叫我们能够起来往前。
Not just for ourselves, but for your people.
不单单是为我们自己，而是为你的子民。
Not just for ourselves, but for the purpose of our Lord.
不单单是为我们，而是为了主的旨意。
Lord, we recognize how limited the human beings are.
主，我们知道我们人是何等的有限制。
Therefore, we depend on your anointing this afternoon.
因此我们仰赖你的恩膏。
We pray that you would anoint the speaking one, the translating one, and the hearing ones.
愿你膏抹说的、翻译的、听的。
And have mercy upon us this afternoon.
求你向我们施怜悯。
Again, we commit this time and place into your hands.
我们把这段时间和地方交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Alright, the primary text that we will be covering is from Judges chapter 6.
我们今天主要是要从四世纪第六章开始教通。
All the way to chapter 8, verse 3.
到第八章第三节。
So I ask you to turn your Bible to Book of Judges, chapter 6.
请你翻圣经到四世纪第六章。
And before we start, we just say a few words about the time, this time of Judges.
在我们开始以前，我们先交通一下士师这个世代。
The days of Judges lasted about 350 years.
士师时代持续了350年。
And it was called the Dark Age of the history of Israel.
这是以色列历史中的黑暗时刻。
It's not one of those times.That people of Israel are proud of.
这不是以色列人觉得骄傲的时代。
Because there was no king at the time.
因为那时候以色列中没有王。
And everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
个人按着自己眼中看为正的事而行。
And Gideon was the fifth judge.
基甸是第五个士师。
And Gideon was very burdened for Israel.During the oppression of Midian,
基甸是在米甸人压制以色列的时候，对以色列人很有负担。
And this story and this background was recorded in Judges chapter 6.
这个背景是记录在士师记第六章。
And this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, our purpose here is trying to look at the story of Gideon.And trying to see two things.
今天下午和明天下午，我们在这里的目的是要来看基甸从两件事来看基甸。
First of all, we want to see the overcoming of Gideon during oppression of Midian.
第一点是在我们来看基甸在米甸人压制之下的得胜。
We want to see how Gideon not only survived during this period.That he was chosen by the Lord to be the vessel of victory.
我们看见基甸不但在这个时代能够存活，而且他被主拣选成为他的器皿。
But then we want to look. Secondly, we want to look at the overcoming of Israel during the battle of Midian.
第二，我们要看在米甸人战争中以色列人的得胜。
The first part is Gideon's personal overcoming.
第一部分是基甸他个人的得胜。
And the second part, this personal victory was transformed.Into the victory of the entire Israel.
第二部分是他基甸个人的得胜，成为以色列全部整个以色列族的得胜。
So the second part is a corporate victory.
所以第二部分是团体的得胜。
And the first part is a personal victory.
第一部分是个人的得胜。
And from the corporate victory, we want to look at the whole story.And distilled into seven principles of overcoming.
从第一部分个人的得胜，我们要从第二部分，我们要看到我们看出七点得胜的原则。
And we want to look those things happen in his life and the life of Israel at the time to learn.The important lessons about overcoming.
我们要从基甸和从以色列历史上来看，如何他们怎么样得胜。
And we'd like to look at this story this afternoon, in the way of a Bible study.
我们要用查经的方式来看。
And when we study the Bible, this is where we study. We look at three aspects.
当我们来查经的时候，我们要看三个方面。
First of all, we look at the facts.
第一是事实。
And we look at what the Bible is telling us.
我们先看圣经告诉我们什么。
What does it say?
圣经说什么？
That's first aspect.
这是第一部分。
Then we look at second aspect.
第二部分。
The second aspect is about the meaning.
第二部分是关于意义。
We need to ask the question, what does this mean?
我们要问 这段圣经的意义是什么。
If we read Old Testament without asking the meaning, then it's very difficult to relate to us today.
如果我们读旧约，我们不问它有什么意义，它跟我们今天的生活没有关系。
The story happened thousands of years ago.
这故事在几千年前发生。
If we don't understand the spiritual meaning of it,If we cannot relate to it today,
如果我们不明白这属灵的意义，我们今天不能与这件事情有关。
It is just the history of Israel.
这只是以色列的历史。
Unless you are a historian, very few of us will be interested in knowing just the history of Israel.
除非你是历史家，我们中间很少人会对这历史有兴趣。
So we must ask the question: What does it mean spiritually?
所以我们就要问，这属灵的意义是什么？
AndThen there's a third aspect.
还有第三方面。
Once you know the facts, once you know the meaning, then you need to ask another question, but you have to go a step further.
当我们知道事实，当我们知道意义，我们还要更深的来看。
You need to ask, what does this mean to me?
我们要问，这与我有什么关系？
How is it relate to me today?
今天这与我有什么关系？
If you can relate.To your personal life, then whatever you studied becomes a spiritual food to you.
如果我们所读的跟我们的个人的生活有关的话，就成为属灵的食物。
And this is the same principle we used to study all the chapters.
我们就这样的用这样的原则来读这里的这几章。
We understand what does he say?
我们要知道他说什么。
We understand what does it mean.
我们知道它是什么意义。
Then we understand what does it mean to me.
我们要知道它对我有什么意义。
Since this is a workshop,
因为这个
I ask you to read from 11 to 16.
请你读十一节到十六节。
And I would like to consider the following questions.
我们要来思想下面的问题。
The first question is, what is so special about Gideon?
第一，基甸有什么特别？
Yeah, look at this. There are six, seven, verses. What is so special about Gideon?
我们看这六七节圣经，基甸有什么特别？
And then second question is, what is the mission given to Gideon?
第二个问题，基甸的使命是什么？
I'm going to give you 2 minutes this
time. 这次我给你两分钟。
Go.
请开始。你有没有问过这个问题？
Why beating out wheat in a wine press?
基甸为什么在酒榨打麦子？
Then you shouldn't you try to beat out wheat in the threshing floor?
他不是应该在禾场打麦子吗？
There were many threshing floors in Israel.
在以色列中有很多禾场。
Why did it in a wine press?
他为什么在酒榨打麦子？
No, in those times, wine press usually were located in a lowland.
在当时，酒榨是在低处。
And threshing floors were located at a highland.
而禾场是在高地。
So the chaff, were blown away easily, right?
所以糠秕就很容易被风吹散。
So if you beat out wheat in the threshing floor, everybody could see you.
所以你若在禾场打麦子，许多人会看见。
And therefore, Gideon wouldn't want any Midianite to see him.
基甸不希望米甸人看见。
If Midianite saw some Israelite beating out wheat,They will come and take the flowers away.
若米甸人看见有以色列人在打麦子，他们就会把这麦子、把这个粉夺去。
So Gideon had to find a place to beat out the wheat, and nobody else can see him.
因此，基甸必须找到一个地方打麦子，别人看不见的。
Therefore, he did it in a wine press.
因此，他在酒榨打麦子。
In a lowland where no Midianite can see him.
在低地，所以没有米甸人会看见他。
Therefore, during those difficult times, that Gideon can still prepare flowers
所以在这最困难的时候，基甸还是能够准备米粉面粉。
Not just for himself, he prepared those food for some Israelites.
不单为他的自己，也是为其他的以色列人。
So they could stay on the promised land.
因此，他们可以停留在这应许之地。
This is something special about Gideon.
这就是基甸的特别之处。
He could easily just give up.
我很容易就放弃了。
There's no point.
没有理由再做。
No matter what you do, Midianites going to take it away anyway.
无论你做什么，米甸人都会夺去。
There's no point to do anything.
我们不需要再做任何事。
Just give up.
就放弃吧。
But this is not Gideon.
但这不是基甸。
He pressed on.
他继续做下去。
He continued to beat out wheat.
他继续打麦子。
In the wine press.
在酒榨里打麦子。
So to preserve that little food for himself and for some Israelites.
好，保存食物，为了他自己，为了以色列人。
Brother and sister, today, are you, while you do this for yourself and the rest of the body?
弟兄姊妹，今天你会如此行，为了你自己和你和其他身体的其他人吗？
While you go to the word, while you study the word, because you want to preserve the food for yourself and for the rest of the body.
你愿意读主的话语，好为你自己和为身体存留粮食吗？
Midianite was not able to take Gideon's produce and Gideon's livestock.
米甸人不能把基甸的牲口和他的出产夺去。
Later you see that Gideon had a goat.
你会看见基甸他还有山羊。
Gideon had enough flour to make 11 bread.
基甸有足够的面粉能做无酵饼。
Because he beat out the wheat in a wine press.
因为他在酒榨打麦子。
It is truly God's grace that Israelite.Survive during those times.
这是神的恩典，以色列人能在那样的世代中存活。
Oftentimes we look at this period, we say how dark it is.
我们看这一段时间，就说这是多么黑暗。
But then we need to look at the other angle. It is truly God's grace the Israelites survive.
但我们从另一个角度来看，实在是神的恩典，叫以色列人能存活。
Brothers and sisters, today is the same way.
弟兄姊妹，今天也是如此。
We need to really beat out the wheat in a wine press.
我们必须在酒榨打麦子。
To work, we need to work very hard to preserve the food.
我们要非常努力的存留食物。
Then verse 12, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior."
十二节，耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”
Again, this is very special.
这也是非常特别。
Now, in those dark age, there is someone here. The Lord is saying to him, "The Lord is with you."
在那黑暗的时代，主说有一个人是耶和华与他同在。
Oh, valiant warrior!
哦，何等大能的勇士！
So there was a person that didn't give up.
有一个人他不放弃。
There was a warrior against Midianites.
他是个勇士，能够对抗米甸人。
And Gideon did not allow Midianites to prevail against him.
基甸不容许米甸人胜过他。
He was at war with the opposition.
他与这些反对的势力相对相抗。
Preparing food in the wine press every day.
他每天都在酒榨打麦子。
And the Lord is with him.
耶和华与他同在。
This is really the reason that Midianite could not prevail against Gideon.
这就是米甸人不能胜过基甸的原因。
Because the presence of the Lord.
因着神的同在。
Brother and sister, doesn't matter how many Midianites, Amalekites, and Sodomites, it doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎有多少米甸人、亚玛甸人和东方人。
As long as you had the presence of the Lord,
只要你有主的同在，
nobody can prevail against you.
没有人能胜过你。
This is something special about Gideon.
这就是基甸的特别之处。
Brother and sister, do you know that the Lord is with you?
弟兄姊妹，你知道主与你同在吗？
Sometimes we don't kind of feel that way.
有时候我们不知道。
But I would ask, I would suggest, if the Lord is not with us, we will not be here this afternoon.
但主若不与我们同在，我们今天不会在这里。
The fact.That you and I are here this afternoon. We're not somewhere else. We're not doing something else. We're here discussing overcoming. It's a testimony. The Lord is with us.
今天下午你和我能够坐在这里交通得胜，是因为主与我们同在。
The Lord is with you.
主与你同在。
The Lord is with me.
主与我同在。
Even there were.Amalekites and Midianites and some of these, they exist today.
虽然现在还有米甸人、亚玛甸人、东方人存在。
Even we feel sometimes oppressed.
虽然有时候我们会失败。
It's not very easy to beat out the wheat in the wine press.
在酒榨里打麦子很不容易。
But we know the Lord is with us.
但我们知道主与我们同在。
And this is very comforting to us.
这叫我们很得安慰。
And John 16 verse 33, you don't need to open it, I just read to you.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已胜了世界。
The Lord is the overcomer.
主就是得胜者。
So every overcomer overcomes in him.
每一位得胜者都在他里面得胜。
Overcoming is not about us.
得胜 不关乎我们。
Overcoming is about him.
得胜是在于他。
The key to overcoming is not look at Midianites, Malachites and some of these.
得胜的关键就是我们不看米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人，
but to look to the one who overcomes.
在我们仰望得胜的那一位。
When you have the presence of the Lord, you overcome.
你若有主的同在，你就得胜了。
Now, John 15 gave us a picture of this.
约翰福音十五章给我们看见这个图画。
Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches."
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Abide in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
你藏在我里面，我就藏在他的里面。这人就多结果子。
So、
离了我，你不能做什么。
We are the branches.
我们是枝子。
How the branches overcome?
枝子如何得胜？
The only way for the branches to overcome is to connect to the vine.
枝子能得胜是因为与葡萄树连接。
Apart from the vine, no branches can overcome.
离了葡萄树，没有枝子能得胜。
I suggest you to go to a biggest vine.
我建议你去一个更大的葡萄树。
And look at the biggest branches on the vine.
能在葡萄树上找更大的枝子。
It's the strongest branches on the vine, on the vine.
最强壮的枝子。
And cut it off.
把它切断。
And lay it down on the floor.
把它放在地上。
And to see whether the branches can overcome.
看看这个枝子能不能得胜。
It doesn't matter how strong he was.
不在于他有多么的强。
As long as it's cut off.
只要它被切断。
Cannot overcome.
他就不能得胜了。
We are the same here.
我们也是如此。
Exactly the same here.
我们也是如此。
It doesn't matter the branches is big or small.
不在于这枝子是大是小。
Or strong or weak.
或是强壮或是弱。
As long as the branch is connected to the vine, you overcome.
只要枝子连着葡萄树，你就能得胜。
As long as you are connected, not connected, you will not overcome.
如果你不连接，你就不能得胜。
It's not about the branches.
不在于这枝子。
It is about the vine.
是在于这葡萄树。
Brother, sister, can we see it now?
弟兄姊妹，我们的太监
The matter of overcoming is not about us.
这得胜不是关乎我们
It is about the vine.
是在于葡萄树
And Ephesians say
以弗所书说
He said this way, he said, therefore,Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day and having done everything to stand firm.
要拿起神所赐全副军装好在磨难的日子能够成就一切站立得住。
To stand firm. So overcoming is about stay in the presence of the Lord.
我们要站立得住。得胜就是我们在神的面前能站立得住
the overcoming is about where we are
得胜是在于我们在哪里
If we stay in the presence of the Lord we overcome
如果我们在神的同在中我们就得胜
Therefore we must recognize the scheme of the enemy
因此我们必须认识仇敌的诡计
Enemy has one scheme to defeat us
仇敌有一个诡计来击败我们
is to cut us off
就是把我们切下来。
We need to recognize this.
我们必须知道这是。
Enemy has one scheme to defeat us is to cut us off.
仇敌只有一个诡计来击败我们，就是把我们切下来。
Sometimes that a brother or sister say a word to us.
有时一个弟兄姊妹向我们说的话。
And we're angry about it.
我们就生气了。
The enemy will say in our heart, cut them off.Do not communicate with this brother anymore.
仇敌就说：“我们把他切断，我们不要与他有任何交通。”
You know, if this thought coming to your heart, recognize the scheme of the enemy.
如果这个思想进入你的心中，你要知道这个是仇敌的诡计。
Enemy will do everything to remove us from the presence of the Lord.
仇敌会竭尽所能的把我们从主的同在中带走。
Remember that in the days of judges, there was a couple, Elimelech and Naomi.
记得在四世纪，有一对夫妇以利米勒和拿俄米。
So enemy lured them out of Bethlehem.
仇敌把他们从伯利恒带出来。
As long as they stay in Bethlehem,
只要他们留在伯利恒
they will be able to overcome.
他们就能得胜
The enemy lured them out of Bethlehem.
但仇敌把他们从伯利恒中吸引出来
Then they were defeated.
他们就被击败
In the land of Moab.
在摩押地被击败
So this is the scheme of the enemy.
这就是仇敌的诡计
Therefore, the verse 13 says, Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us,Why then has all this happened to us?
因此十三节说，主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？
This is another thing that's very special, with Gideon.
这是另一点基甸的特别之处。
The Lord is saying to Gideon, "The Lord is with you."
主对基甸说，耶和华与你同在。
And Gideon said, "But if the Lord is with us,"
但基甸却说，耶和华若与我们同在。
The Lord never said it's with the rest of Israel.
主没有说他与以色列其他人同在。
But then the Gideon asked the Lord, you know, if Lord is with Israel.
但基甸却问主说，耶和华若与我们同在。
The thing about special about Gideon is in his heart, he's concerned.He was concerned about Israel.
就是基甸另一个特别之处，在他的心中，他顾念其他的以色列人。
This is very special.
这是非常特别的。
And this is the sign of overcoming.
这就是得胜的证据。
This is the sign of an overcomer whose heart is concerned with Israel.
这是得胜者的证据，他的心中顾念以色列人。
He has two burdens for Israel.
他的以色列人有两个负担。
He's not only concerned about his own situations.
他不但顾念自己的情形。
His own situation was all right.
他自己的情形还可以。
You know, she was doing okay.
他过得还可以。
You know, he beat the wind one press, he got enough flour, you know, he even had a goal.
他在酒榨里打麦子，所以他有面粉，他也有羊。
He was doing pretty well given the situation.
在这样的情形中，他还过得还可以。
But his heart was on the condition of Israel.
但他的心中顾念以色列的情形。
Brothers and sisters, do we have this heart?
我们有这样的心吗？
We're concerned about Israel.
我们顾念以色列。
We're concerned about the rest of the body of Christ.
我们顾念基督的身体。
And the Lord said to him, Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the land, from the hand of Midian.
耶和华对基甸说，你靠着你这力量去从你甸人手里拯救以色列人。
This phrase is a little bit strange. Go in this your strength.
这一句话有点奇怪，你靠着 你这力量。
The Lord was saying that I am with you.
主说我与你同在。
Therefore, you have the blessing of the Lord.
因此他有神的祝福。
And this is your strength.
这是你的力量。
That go in this strength.
你靠着你的力量。
To bring the blessing to other Israelites.
你把祝福带给其他的以色列人。
In other words, Gideon become a channel of my blessing.
基甸就成为神祝福的管道。
Brothers and sisters, this is the mission given to Gideon.
弟兄姊妹，这就是给基甸的使命。
You know, in God's wisdom and mercy, He often blesses a vessel and then makes this vessel a blessing to others.
在神的怜悯和他的祝福中，他会祝福一个器皿，然后叫这个器皿成为别人的祝福。
God could easily bless them all.
神很容易的祝福所有的人。
But in His wisdom.And in the mystery of his purpose, he often selects a vessel and blesses this vessel and then makes this vessel a channel of blessing.
但是因着神的智慧和他的奇妙的旨意，他会拣选一个器皿，然后借着这个器皿赐福给其他的以色列人。
So God told Abraham, I will bless you, so you shall be a blessing.
因此耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，我要赐福给你，你也叫别人得福。
So it's not an easy time to be a channel of blessing during that period.
在那个时代能做别人的祝福是很不容易的。
So God gave Gideon incredible task.
因此神给基甸一个 很大的一个使命。
It's an impossible task.
是不可能的使命。
Because if it was easy, Gideon would have done it.
你如果容易的话，基甸就可以做成了。
The best that Gideon could do was digging out wheat in the wine press.
基甸所能做的就是在酒榨里打麦子。
But God gave him a mission.
但是神给他一个使命。
Impossible mission.
一个不可能的使命。
So how could Gideon accomplish this mission?
基甸怎么样能够成就这个使命呢？
It was impossible for Gideon.
在基甸是不可能的。
And it was impossible for us.
对我们也是不可能的。
How could you and I become a channel of blessing for the rest of the body of Christ?
你和我怎么能成为基督身体的祝福的管道？
And this is the key questions for this workshop.
这就是今天下午的关键问题。
And we want to look.Through the rest of the story, to answer this question,
我们要来看这故事的其他一部分，来回答这个问题。
How can we become a channel of blessing to the body of Christ?
我们怎么能成为基督身体的祝福的管道？
And we can find seven principles.
我们可以找到七个原则。
Throughout the story of Gideon.There are seven principles.
从基甸的故事中，我们可以看见七个原则。
That pave the way for us to become a channel of blessing.
为我们成为祝福的管道铺路。
So we're going to start the first one.
我们要开始第一个。
And we don't know how many we can go, but we would tackle a couple.
我们不知道能够交通几点，但我们先交通几个。
Alright, let's read. Chapter 6, 16 to 24.
我们来读四世纪第六章十五节到二十四节。
And please ask the following questions.
请回答下面的问题。
Why did Gideon ask for a sign?
基甸为什么求证据？
Then what is the principle in this section?
在这部分的原则是什么？
So again, I'll give you 2 minutes.
我给你两分钟。
What is, why did Gideon ask for a sign?
基甸为什么求一个证据？
And what is the principle in this segment?
这件事的原则是什么？耶和华的使者伸出手内的杖，杖头挨着肉和无效饼，就有火从磐石中出来，烧尽了肉和无效饼。
Realize the moment we lay everything on the rock, God begins to take over the situation. Things are impossible because they are in our hands.
当我们把我们的一切放在这磐石上的时候，神就可以做成的不可能的事。
And Gideon lay everything there.
基甸就把一切都放在那
里。And he asked for a sign.
他求了一个证据。
He didn't know what would happen next.
他不知道下面会发生什么事。
And lo and behold, the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff, touched the meat.
耶和华的使者就伸出手内的杖，杖头挨着肉和无效饼。
Touched the unleavened bread.
杖头挨着肉和无效饼。
Fire spread off on the rock.
就有火从磐石中出来。
Brother and sister.This is the principle.
弟兄姊妹，这就是原则。
As long as you hang on to the things you have,
若是你抓住你所有的，
the Lord will let you have the things you have.
主就让你拥有你所有的。
You will not overcome.
你不会得胜。
The number one principle of overcoming is laying everything we have on the rock.
得胜的第一个原则就是把我们所有的一切放在磐石上。
On this very moment,
就在这一刻。
The days of beating our wheat in a wine press were over.
在酒榨里打麦的日子就过去了。
This is the turning point of Gideon's life.
这是基甸一生的转捩点。
He no longer needed to beat out the wheat in the wine press.
他不必须要在酒榨里打麦子。
He laid everything on this rock.
他把他所有的一切放在磐石上。
And from this point, the Lord took over.
从这一点开始，神就接管了一切。
But Gideon still had a little problem here.
但是基甸还有一个问题。
Next verse, Gideon was afraid that he might die because he had seen the Lord.
基甸怕他会死了，因为他面对面看见了神。
There was no doubt, it was the Lord.
好，没有疑问，就是神。
But Gideon was afraid that he might die because he had seen the Lord.
但是基甸还很惧怕，因为他看见了神。
Then the Lord said to him, "Peace to you, do not fear. You shall not die. The peace came from the young goat. That's my interpretation. The peace from the young goat and the unleavened bread."
耶和华说：“你放心，不要惧怕，你必不认识。愿平安归给你。这平安是从那个羊羔和无效饼来的。”
So Gideon built an altar called the Lord is Peace.
因此，基甸在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华撒冷。
Under enormous pressure and hardship, he built an altar.
在这极困难的时刻，他筑了一座坛。
In God's recovery.Always start with an altar.
神的复兴总是开始于祭坛。
There was no different in the story of Gideon.
在基甸的故事也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, I would like you to consider this principle seriously.
弟兄姊妹，我要你很严肃的思想这个问题。
Because this is the number one principle.
这是第一个原则。
It's the foundation of all other principles.
是所有原则的根基。
If we ever want to overcome.
如果我们要得胜。
Then we must learn this principle.
我们必须学习这个原则。
You must lay everything you have on the rock.
你必须把你所有的一切放在磐石上。
Too long, we held the things we have in our own hands.
我们常把我们所有的握在我们自己的手中。
And we believe that's the way to overcome.
而我们以为这是得胜 的路。
It was not so.
不是如此。
As long as we hang on to the things we have, the Lord cannot take over.
我们若握住我们所有的，神就不能接管。
The mission before us is impossible.
这是不可能的使命。
We cannot do this by ourselves.
我们不能靠自己成就。
So we have to let the Lord do it.
我们必须让神来成就。
But we have to let go.
但我们必须放手。
We must let go.
我们必须放手。
If we don't let go of it, and God cannot take it over.
我们若不放手，神就不能掌权。
It's not that the Lord wouldn't want to help us to overcome.
不是神不愿意帮助我们得胜。
Because we didn't want to let go.
因为不愿意放手。
Therefore, the first principle of overcoming is here.
因此，得胜的第一个原则就是这。
And this is God wants to teach Gideon about it.
神要教导基甸来学习。
So when Gideon asked the sign.
当基甸来求证据
he was given the principle of overcoming.
他就得到了得胜的原则。
But just take this, and ask the Lord about this.
弟兄姊妹，让我们来询问主。
Ask the Lord to speak in our spirit about this first principle.
求主来向我们的灵说话，关于这第一个原则。
And apply this.In our situations,
而把这个原则应用在我们。
Each of us has different situations.
我们每一个人都有不同的情形。
Each of us has our own Midianites and Malachites and sons of the East.
我们每一个人都有我们自己的米甸人、马拉基人、东方人。
None of us has the same problem.
没有人有同样的问题。
But the principle is the same.
但原则是一样的。
God wants us all to overcome.
神要我们得胜。
But he wants us to know this first principle.
但他要我们认识这第一个原则。
He wants to help us.
他要帮助我们。
He's waiting to help us.
他等候在帮要帮助我们。
He wants to take this over.
他要掌权。
But we hang on to the things that we have for so long.
但我们却握住我们所有的。
So God cannot involve himself.
因此神不能够参与。
Therefore, we must come to this understanding just like Gideon.
因此我们必须像基甸一样明白。
That day, he laid everything on the rock.
那一日他把一切放在磐石上。
And he saw how the angel of the Lord touched his saints.
他看见神的使者如何碰到这些祭物。
And he has a new understanding, a new life.
他就有新的认识，有新的生命。
And we see that how God had turned Gideon from this point.Into a channel of blessing to the rest of Israel.
我们就看见，就在这个时候，神就把基甸变成一个其他以色列人的祝福管道。
So if the Lord willing, we'll continue tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have time to complete six other principles.
而若有时刻，明天我们继续交通其他六个原则。
But I think this, even we will not have another time if you only.Practice this first principle will bring you victory.
若是你没有若是我没有其他的时间，但是你若能应用这第一个原则，你就能得胜。
Only if you can practice this number one principle.
只要你能应用这第一个原则。
And the Lord Himself will take you through the rest of the principles.
主自己就会带领你经过其他的原则。
Now we like a child.
我们像个孩子。
God is a strong person.
神是一个刚强的人。
Well, we have a very difficult path in front of us.
我们的前面有非常困难的道路。
We are unable to navigate this path.
我们不能够走完这个道路。
So the first principle is give your hands to the Lord.
因此第一个原则就是你把一切献给主。
So the Lord will take your hand and lead you through this difficult path.
你把你的手交给主，主就是握着你的手，
带
其他的手。
That is why this is number one principle.
这就是第一个原则。
If we learn all the principles,
若我们学习所有的原则
，yet fail to practice the first one,
但是我们却不能够执行第一个原则
，then it will be of no use.
那就没有用。
Because the first principle is the foundation of all other principles. Brother and sister, I would like to leave you with a couple of thoughts. He is the overcomer. The Lord is with you. And these two thoughts are precious. You always have to have this thought. The Lord is with us. And He is the overcomer in us.
It
doesn't matter what situation you are. No matter how dark it looks like, no matter how many Midianites, Amalekites, and sons of the East, we want to be assured the Lord is with me. And He is the overcomer. The second thought, I want you to consider this seriously.
我要你很严肃地来思想。
Have you laid everything down?
你成果把一切献上。
Is that the reason that you are not able to overcome?
这是你不能得胜的原因吗?
No amount of preaching or teaching can cause you to lay things down.
不是有多少的教导
And you have to have the vision. And to see this is the way. You see that there is a waiting. God is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to let Him take over. If you see that vision, if you see the Lord is waiting for you, that will cause you to lay things down. So let's take those two thoughts back tonight. And just consider these two points and pray about it. And to see how the Holy Spirit will lead you on towards the problem you are in.
让我们看圣灵如何来带领你经过你处在你的光景中。
So I would like to close the session for a little prayer time around the table.
因此最后我们要有一起有一些祷告。
So each table, you know, five of you, you can just pray together. Then after the prayer, then you can be dismissed.
每一个桌子五个人，你们一起祷告，祷告完可以离开。